Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Show we'll be talking about whether the internet service providers have the power to shut down hate speech at short notice. And we'll be looking at a coffee festival, which is brewing, and all the markets as usual at the start of another week. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main international business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the unsurpassable company of Russ Mould from AJ Bell. Good morning, Russ.
Well, good morning, Joe. How are you, mate? You all right?
I have a bit of a throat still, unfortunately.
Yeah, you don't sound quite your normal self, I have to say.
No, this vicious long COVID is a pain in the neck and the throat. Come here, Russ. Was the weather as good in the UK as it was in Ireland?
Certainly where I am in Brighton, it was stunning all weekend and it's going to be a very hot one today. Our lads have got their last under 15 cricket league match tonight, so it's probably going to be hot and bothersome work, I would think. So,
well, you won't be bowling anything though, you'll just be shouting.
I will be standing umpiring with my wide brimmed white hat on, trying to get my bald head seared off. Yeah, exactly.
Look after yourself in that hot weather, Russ. Can we start with a story, very interesting story about Coca-Cola in the FT. And in other papers about their relationship and their tax relationship with the US and Ireland.
It's a very, very fraught relationship with the Inland Revenue Service in the US at the moment. And a lot of this centres, believe it or not, on a shopping centre in Drogheda, County Meath. Mm. So Coca-Cola is being accused by the US tax authorities of funnelling its profits.
I'll just have to briefly, because I know we'll get calls in. Drogheda is in County Louth.
County Meath. Okay. I'm terribly
in County
sorry.
Louth. Just in case our Meath listeners and our Louth listeners complain and object.
I do apologise to all
it's
of
okay,
your listeners.
It's okay, Russ.
My appalling
right.
Irish geography. Sorry.
They don't know their Sussex geography either, so go ahead.
No, well, that's all fine. So anyway, Drogheda, and it's a shopping centre and Coca-Cola. We've got a financial services business there, and it's been allegedly channelling profits through this business, which has then been paying dividends to a Coca-Cola business in the Cayman Islands. They've been doing this in Brazil and one or two other countries as well. And the American tax authorities understandably aren't very happy about it. They claim that Coca-Cola owes them $16 billion in back taxes. Now, Coca-Cola is understandably fighting this, but intriguingly, it has just raised money in the global borrowing or bond markets. It's raised €1 billion in two bonds and $3 billion in US bonds to basically rustle up some cash flow to make sure it's got some ready money. If it loses an appeal, it could have to pay $6 billion this year relating to back taxes going back to 2007, with another $10 billion, possibly plus interest, waiting in the wings. So we'll see what happens.
Indeed. This is all about intellectual property and how you bill it around the world, isn't it? Because
correct.
The syrup, the famous syrup that nobody knows the recipe for except about three or four people, is the difference between Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola and, you know, whatever type of cola you have. And it's how they bill that between their various different entities. And as you say, the Cayman Islands, then there's Drogheda, and then there's the US, where the guts of the sales might be booked.
Yeah, I mean, this business in a shopping centre in Drogheda has booked €33 billion of sales in the last 7 years, according to investigations.
I can tell you, and they don't drink that much Coca-Cola in Drogheda.
I wouldn't assume so. But basically, the Coca-Cola is allegedly funneling the sales from selling the concentrate, which is then, as you said, the magic mix, as it were, which is then mixed into water to create the drinks. And it's allegedly putting those revenues through this.
Oh, Russ. Have we lost you? Oh, it ended suddenly. Let's try and get Russ back there. I don't know what happened there. And while we're getting Russ back, I'm going to read another story, staying with drinks, except of the of the alcoholic kind. The Irish Times is running a story about the number of Irish pubs earmarked for home conversion has approached 100, i.e. pubs being turned into homes. Of course, we do need homes. The article says that the pub is increasingly becoming a part of Ireland's housing solution. Almost 100 defunct drinking holes are being converted into homes as part of a current government scheme targeting vacant commercial properties. There are among 1,165 more general commercial properties which have received special planning exemptions since bespoke regulations came into effect in 2018, a rate of take-up that could lead to the provision of as many as 2,700 homes across Ireland. In an era of housing scarcity and fierce competition among would-be buyers, vacant and disused commercial properties in towns and villages nationwide have been eyed up by policymakers as one part of the wider solution to the housing crisis. It's very interesting because, of course, the pubs used to be the focal point of Irish civic society for many, many years, especially in rural Ireland, and that may no longer be the case. We have Russ back. Russ, sorry, we lost you there. Can we move on to the another story, Russ, about the guy who featured in the famous Big Short movie? And he had a very interesting letter to his investors about the US election.
I mean, people will, anybody who's seen the film The Big Short about the great financial crisis and how he was one of the fund managers who actually saw that economic cataclysm coming around the corner. He's still running his own hedge fund, Greenlight Capital, and he provides his clients with quarterly updates, which, you know, sometimes make it into the press and sometimes don't, and this one has. And he's just basically saying that he thinks whoever wins the US election, President Trump, former President Trump or the Democratic candidate Kamala Harris, the current vice president, they think that he thinks the outcome will be inflationary. Mm. They're both pushing tariffs, which means that potentially prices will go up for American consumers, and they're onshoring to create American jobs, which I thoroughly understand. But generally speaking, American workers more expensive than, say, the ones they've been outsourcing to in Asia, for example. So he thinks the outcome is inflationary. And he also flags deficit-based spending. So if you look at America's national debt, it's galloping higher. We actually have the monthly update figures due out from the Congressional Budget Office this evening. And just to give you a bit of context, in July last year, America overspent by $66 billion. It's due to overspend by $254 billion in July this year. So the deficit is absolutely tearing away. And it looks as if the Biden administration is going to add $7 billion to America's national debt. It took America until 2003 to accumulate a $7 trillion deficit. And the thing, in theory, is that's when the economy is doing well. What happens if it does tip over and welfare payments go up and taxes go down? America will have to borrow more. You may have to pay a high interest rate to tempt people to borrow at a time when really the Federal Reserve wants to cut interest rates to stimulate the economy. So there's a bit of a tricky situation there.
It is. And inflation is very, very sensitive subject in the US, because if I was in the US at the start of this year in February, and the place is bloody expensive. And Donald Trump made a big deal. He said that was the Biden inflation boost. He will want to tie Kamala Harris to Biden in terms of huge inflation. But it's interesting that Einhorn thinks that either candidate will push back up inflation, which is all right, which prices are not going down, but they've remained as high as they were.
Yeah, I mean, if you are going to be President Trump for the second time, and you're going to follow through your plan of putting a 10% tariff on all imported goods and a 60% tariff on all imported goods from China, by default, that's going to put prices up. So you can see where Einhorn's coming from, just on a point of basic mathematics.
Yeah. Russ, have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you again very soon, I'm sure. That is Russ Mould, Director of Research with AJ Bell.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.